it's fair to say that I'm a young architect, almost 20 year old, around 4 years in the market right now. I've worked for three major architecture companies in Łódź, in Poland. I've had a year during my studies in Germany, in the Institute for Angewandte Bauforschung in der Denkmalpflege. That's an institute for historical monument restoration. But coming back to Łódź, well, right now I'm working for the architect Wilkocki, who is well known for many kinds of buildings, both industrial and even historical monuments. One of the things that I recently finished is a restoration of a complex of two factories with some additional small buildings in between. In the city center of which they were adapted for the purposes of administration and or office buildings. Right now they are open to sale in the market.
How many architects, for instance, in Poland?
There's a lot of architects in Poland. For example, in my year of studies, we had around 120 architects studying. Around 100 of them made it till the end. The rest maybe started off some para-architecture things, like doing interior design or maybe other sorts of design without the necessity of actually applying for the membership in the guild or whatever. So every year, just my university produces around 100 architects, right, ready to enter the market. And this means that most of them will definitely leave the country. About half of my year actually did go to France, England, and Germany, which basically tells a lot about the situation down here. When I started off around 3 years ago, I had to look for work around 6 months, and I got my first pay for around 750 zlots, which is divided by four at that time, would give you the euro. So it basically sucked. But now the situation has changed because so many architects left the country. The current situation is that there is a lot of movement. Some things are being built. Sometimes it's the euro structural funds. Sometimes it's something connected to the football championships in 2013, the championships. Well, many reasons, and then suddenly the old architects who used to be very picky about their workforce realize that a lot of the good young architects have left the scene. This basically leads to a situation where we get repetitive projects which look more or less like they would look a couple years ago. Just a couple of architects are willing to employ new ideas coming from young people like myself or some of my friends. And this could be quite interesting because, for example, there was this city hall made a contest to design the facade of a new commercial center, which would have one facade between very old city houses in the main street of Łódź. The problem being that all the facades around are very historical, and you can't really imitate history because it will always be false. Mm-hmm. But the commercial center was supposed to be very modern. So for years now, I think around five contests on the same topic were organized, and none of them actually made the situation move forward. Now the owners of the land, the Orange Property Group, which I think is an Irish company, decided to change the rules they decided to make their own contest. Then the town council joined them, so it started the other way around rather than it was before. And another strange thing happened. Four architecture companies were invited to take part in this contest. These were the top four that took part the last time and the time before. But this time, a lot of young architects were invited to cooperate with the old big companies, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For example, the company Lipski Wujek, who didn't choose to cooperate with young architects, they never made it to the final round of this contest. But the other company, Ennovu, which could be pronounced now, if we read it by English terms, they are in the market for at least 20 years, and now they joined forces with Tamizo Group, which is architects who are about 26 years old, and they actually won the contest. They produced an interesting work. They were actually our competition there and praising them. Well, it should mean that they actually did a lot of good job. They did a good job with the project. There was also an open discussion afterwards where we could confront our points of view and ask questions. And this sounds really great, but let's face it, this is a unique situation. Most projects are done by the old architects with the old people in the town council. Nobody changes the approach, so we produce buildings that are sort of detached of their surroundings. Again, I must stress, the contest I'm describing is a very good contradiction of the rule that we see every day around.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rule normally is that people design things that are detached from the surroundings. In my personal point of view, the lack of a local master plan is to blame for this, because nobody in the town council has the general overview idea of what the town's development should be. They are actually breaking law by not producing this master plan,
mm-hmm.
because the Polish law says that they have to.
Tell me about how many universities educating architects in Poland.
Of course, the Warsaw University, yeah. Technical University. There are actually two, the Technical University and the General University. And then there is also Gliwice, which is a very strong technical university with architecture and all the civil engineering. What else? Well, there's Krakow, which is very much history orientated, of course. I think you can also study in Gdańsk and Lublin. Well, by heart, I don't know all of them, so I'm sure you can still find some other. But these are the major ones.
I see. What do you think about the education of architecture in Poland? What is your impression after the school?
Well, I would like to go on to this question by comparing it to some other systems that I've seen in Germany and France mostly, and even Italy, because I've had the chance to work, like I said, in the Fachhochschule Mainz for a year during my third and between my third and fourth year. I took a year off and worked there. And then I also had a chance to participate in many workshops in France and Italy. Now, the main difference is that Polish architects tend to be more versatile, and general education is a big stress with our universities, rather than very practical education, as in Germany, and very artistic education, like in France. That's why we have this funny saying in Polish that the architect is neither an artist nor a craftsman. But to be honest, our system of education produces architects who are actually both. I think we have a lot of theoretical knowledge, especially in the field of urban study, some students dislike it very much, but I think it's good that we have general overview of the history there. We have a lot of history in monuments, in the terms of monuments, and also a lot of construction, including calculations for construction, which is sometimes odd for our peers in France. So, well, we have a very versatile education. We do lack sometimes the practice, which is sort of encouraged but not enforced with our system.
What do you think about the non-professionals and the professionals connection?
So the let's say common awareness of architecture or urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, there is another funny saying in Poland that in this country everybody is his own physician and lawyer and politician and the architect, which is mostly true because everybody seems to think that they know enough to cope on their own. But in fact, I think there is very little common knowledge about architecture. There's very little common discussion about it, which is very bad. If we compare it to France, where average people are aware that their local master plan allows this and doesn't allow that, well, a lot of people in Poland are actually surprised that there is something that directs their private houses being built somewhere outside on the city outskirts or maybe even in the city center. So most people don't know what the rules are. Most people are not interested what the rules are until they encounter the necessity to go through the office with some sort of architecture plans. And only then their awareness about architecture begins. Mostly it is also the time when it stops, because they start thinking that the offices have absolutely no right to tell them what should be built or what shouldn't. This just shows how little awareness the society generally has. Now, there's a lot of young people who are either artists, photographers, I don't know, maybe they write for local newspapers and they are interested in architecture, but they are single units somewhere in the society trying to boost the discussion, but the discussion doesn't come. And this is a very sad statement. Mm-hmm. Many times I see there is an interesting text somewhere in the internet where you can comment on it, and basically you always see the same people referring to it.
Mm-hmm. And what the profession does for the wider awareness of architecture?
I have a lot of dreams, like discussing things openly in the internet. Well, not just commenting on someone's work. I would like to open a page where I bring up this important issue for the city, including the local master plan, which is a very local discussion. And in this case, I'm talking mostly about trying to make people aware that we do need the master plan. But before I can do that, I need to get some more experience and maybe rally up some allies, mm-hmm. which I'm trying to do because, for example, during the summer, I'm going to run a workshop with non-architecture students about revitalization in Łódź.
Mm-hmm.
It's run mostly by the best student group at Technical University Łódź. And it's going to be an international thing with some people coming as far as from the other side of the Atlantic and so on. So I think it could be an interesting thing to have people who are not indoctrinated, let's say, by the technical universities. They will try to have a fresh look, and then we are trying to direct the workshop towards writing a manifest about revitalization in Łódź.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a general idea, but I think it could be a lot of fun, firstly. And then, secondly, if anyone chooses to notice the value of this kind of manifest or statement, just the fact of it being there could be a very serious contribution to the general awareness of architecture.
What else? I mean, what professional associations or professional groups try to do for such an important goal?
Well, to be honest, if I look at the associations that we have, even the Guild of Architects in Łódź, the Guild of the Urban Planners in Łódź, I respect a lot of these people. Many of them have taught me in the technical university, some other I encountered in my professional life. Some have given me a prize for my diploma in revitalization in Łódź. But somehow it always are the same people. It's just a closed group, a closed circle of people. And it doesn't seem to go any further outside. And so I must say, I'm very much puzzled by why it doesn't really move forward, spread out to the people. One thing that just occurred to me is that there are individuals who are very interesting in their actions. One of them is, I don't remember the name of the author, but I think his name is Wojciech, and he writes on a blog page called Snake Eyes, and it's a web page by a photograph or photographer who takes pictures of the city in the least expected areas. He shows us what Łódź has become or is becoming by simply walking around with the camera, and in a way he does a lot more for the awareness about the city than the Guild of Architects or the Guild of Urban Planners.
So let's talk about work. I mean, the working possibilities in Poland. Do you fear the changes, or is there any changes according to this world monetary crisis in Poland? Do you fear something about it, or it's not really touching you?
Well, firstly, let's come back to what I said some 3 years ago when I started to look for work in my hometown. I had to wait 6 months, and I had to knock on every single architect's door in this city to get a job. A year later, I had numerous calls offering me a job, and now the situation is a little more complicated because of the crisis, of course. A lot of architects have decided to play a very hard game, running for mostly the state projects, state designs, where the money is certain, right? Others have been already, for example, in the process of designing numerous office buildings in Łódź, mostly A-class, which the city was lacking. And suddenly it turned out that some of these office buildings are being erected, some were about to be erected. Another area were living apartments, high standard living apartments. And suddenly things are uncertain because of the crisis. Most of the living apartment things were stopped. I think only Marina is still sticking to the schedule, which is a little, let's say, avant-garde approach to living apartment, a building shaped like a big ship at the small lake somewhere around Łódź. Well, anyways, this is going on, but other places like Helenów Park and other housing estates, then even office buildings like Aurus were stopped. So what happens is, after the very hard time for architects, when they started employing some more people looking for new ways of expansion, suddenly comes the crisis, and now everything becomes uncertain again. So I should imagine that if I were to look for a job right now, it should be a little more difficult than it was, let's say, 2 years ago. I think it still would be easier than 3 years ago. But right now, a lot of people are asking themselves, okay, we are going to design this, someone is going to build this, but will there be tenants or people who will buy this? This is the biggest uncertainty right now. On the other hand, big developers are aware that right now the price of building materials and of the workforce is rapidly falling down. I was just reading an article somewhere in Warsaw that the time to build is now. I'm quoting the headline of this article. Mm-hmm. During the past months, the cost of erecting 150 meters square house fell rapidly down about 30%. Well, this is quite an important player in the market of finance and general economy. So I think this is a nice quote. And another one also quoting the 30% decrease of costs in building comes from Interia, which is a sort of commercial web portal with news, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of press is writing about this. They are sort of encouraging building based on some quotations by economists and people in the building trade. But I have a friend who always tells that every hazardous situation could be read as a chance for a change.